When it comes to buying in bulk, usually we think about things like toilet paper and paper towels and peanuts. But buying in bulk can save you money on some other things, too.
WTOP saves you money now with Janet Bodner, editor of Kiplinger Personal Finance. Hiya, Janet.
Hey, how are you, Hillary?
I'm great. And, you know, I buy in bulk sometimes, but really sometimes that stuff just sits in the basement closet for a year.
Yep.
But you can get tickets. You can buy movie tickets in bulk.
Yes, you can. And this is really interesting. If I had known this before Christmas, if only I knew. It's at some warehouse stores, BJ's, for example, you can actually get discounted packs of movie tickets. Isn't that cool? And, you know, we give a little example on Kiplinger.com. You could get tickets plus a small popcorn voucher for $35. And if you compared that with the price for four adults in BC, going to the movies would cost about $53. So, you know, that's pretty good. Who knew? Also, another thing, Costco can, and maybe some people already know this, but if they don't, guess what? They sell cards, gift cards for restaurants, for example, at a discount off the price, off the face value. So you could get you could pay $80 for two $50 gift cards for restaurants like California Pizza Kitchen or McCormick and Schmick. So that's a pretty cool deal, especially if you're looking for gifts for a number of people.
Let's go back to tickets, and not movie tickets, but airline tickets. When I saw that, I was stunned. How does that work?
Who knew? Well, some airlines, JetBlue has done this in the past, Virgin America has done this, where you could buy, now this is obviously for people who make a lot of trips, or particularly a lot of trips to a certain place, maybe on business or maybe for family reasons. And you buy tickets, you might buy, 10 one-way tickets or one-way trips to a certain city or to a certain zone. And obviously the per-trip cost is going to be less. Even smaller airlines, there's a regional airline called Cape Air, which flies to the Cape Cod, Massachusetts area, but also to other areas as well. They have packages where, again, you can buy a number of tickets on a particular route, and the per-trip cost is rather low, very low, lower than if you had bought the tickets individually.
This is pretty fascinating, but you can buy in bulk when it comes to your health, right?
Yeah. Now, everybody knows, for example, or I think most people know, that if you have prescriptions that you take, prescription drugs that you take on a regular basis, if you buy a 90-day supply, that usually costs you less, and it's usually something that you do by mail. But some drugstores will also give you the same deal. Walmart pharmacies, for example, you can get a 90-day supply of some of their generic drugs for $10. That's incredible. 90 days for $10. Plus, you can speak to a pharmacist because you're doing it actually in person. So again, something to know about. Contact lenses, the same thing. I do this sometimes. You can order from 1-800-CONTACTS. And if you buy a year's worth, say, a year's supply of contacts, it costs you less than if you buy them on an individual basis. Now, again, of course, there is an upfront cost here. So if you're going to do something like this, you've got to use it. You can't let the fruit, go bad in the basement, right? You can't do that.
Right.
And you have to make sure that you're going to be using the prescription, say, that if you're going to get contacts before you actually have the prescription renewed. So anyway, something to think about.
All right. All good stuff. Thanks, Janet.
Oh, my pleasure.
Janet Bodner, editor of Kiplinger Personal Finance.